Hey guys,
this is a video game based podcast called Get in the Car Gamer.
The opinions and ideas expressed within are solely ours. They should not be taken seriously by anyone.
So lighten up or light up.
And enjoy the show.
Hey, get in the car, gamer.
Round one, fight!
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Solar Eclipse Day.
Get in the Car Gamer.
It is edition. A day of the eclipse.
I hope you guys are doing well. Welcome to Get in the Car Gamer. I am Josh Lawmeyer, and with me, as always,
Kevin Clay.
Let this be a testament, a timestamp, a time capsule, if you will. If everything ends
today
at three in 1 hour, Kevin.
Oh.
1 hour Ugh. From right now.
If it all goes away.
We'll see what happens.
We were feeling good.
Today is April 8th, as you're listening to this, so, you know, the eclipse is happening.
You may have noticed...
there's something going down.
Yeah, it's your animals may have started running in place.
Oh, my.
As if they started, like, loading. You know, they don't know what to do. Are animals, do animals freak out during the eclipse?
I bet they don't give a fuck.
I heard birds go to sleep. Like, I heard birds are like, all right, let's go to sleep.
Oh, it's nighttime? All right, bet.
They don't give a fuck. They're like, word. It's been dark for almost a minute. I better hit the hay.
I don't know. I think it started.
So if at 3:03.
I believe looking out the window, I can't tell because it's kind of overcast, like a little bit out there. It's like a little like wisp. There's a thin layer of clouds, man. There's like a veneer of clouds.
It's both beautiful and ominous. It's ominous out. It's like if Silent Hill 2 had a daytime.
Oh my.
Like there's a day fog.
So I hope you guys got your glasses and you stare at the sun and you enjoy it.
Yeah, don't trump it. Don't raw dog the sun. Do something about your eyeballs. Cause it's like, you cannot just look at the sun. That'll fuck you up. Make sure they're rated by the TSO or whatever, your little glasses.
So, I mean, so there's 2 to 3 solar eclipses a year. It's just, where do they happen?
So basically it hasn't happened near us like
in a while.
Yeah. And so it hasn't mattered.
Let's see. NASA breaks down the math to about 2,380 per 1,000 years.
What? Say that again?
2,380 solar eclipses every 1,000 years.
So yeah, like 2 to 3 a year. We're missing out. What the hell? Well, I mean, I'm stoked about it.
Apparently, it's cool that we're going to see it and we're going to be there.
Apparently, we're quite lucky because so many people are driving here to see how fucking dense it's going
to
be.
And they said that like 1 million people were coming to Indianapolis or something like that. And I haven't seen a lick. I don't know if they got absorbed. Are we like a really porous city and we just absorbed 1 million people like it was nothing?
I don't know. Maybe they blew it out of proportion. Maybe they did
the
thing.
All the Airbnbs are cashed out. You can't.
Nowhere to stay.
There's no Airbnb that isn't booked.
Okay.
Like,
I wonder if we looked at that hotel down the street, if it's just booked out the tits.
I'm pretty sure.
And people are just going to go walk outside.
I know. Oh, my God.
What's going on?
And watch,
out
it's
there?
Like going to be extra cloudy. It's going to be, you know, a little
I hope
extra
not.
Thick coming in.
That is what the Farmer's Almanac predicted,
Let's
though.
See what the weather's saying. Weather.com.
Weather. Tell me weather.com.
Tell me about the tracking of the eclipse.
So because it is, because it's the eclipse, we have a few, we're going to keep it Eclipse Central. We do have a piece of news. We were going to get to the bottom of who won the game gauntlet bracket.
They finished up.
Yeah, so that's still news that we've yet to deliver to you. But I also here have a list of games that
What's
focus
our zip
around
code?
The eclipse. 4-6-2-4
Maybe
I should have done like a fucking say. Like.
Okay. I know. We're
gonna
be just got doxxed.
It's boop. Fucking like. Damn it.
It says mostly sunny.
Yes.
Yeah, 3 o'clock.
It's like at 3:03.
Three o'clock, mostly sunny. 22% cloud cover.
Okay. That's not bad.
It's okay. All right. Well.
But I have here a list of games centered around the Eclipse that I would like to go through. We'll see if any of these. I remember one very clearly off the top of my head, but some of them I hadn't heard of or thought of.
Uncharted 3, I had no idea.
I know, and I saw Nathan Drake's stupid ass looking up right up at it. I mean, he was just like
burning his retina.
Yeah, no glasses.
Just straight up.
Zero glasses. Didn't see one of these characters.
Well, those glasses are a liberal propaganda.
Yes. Okay. I wondered because, you know, I was in my living room. I put them on and I looked right at my light. I couldn't see it. And I was like, why? Because the sun is what? 800 billion light bulbs. I can't see one through these glasses.
Mm-mm.
Sure.
Mm-mm.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. I expected to see something scientific. You know, I didn't want to be bamboozled. Especially since we got our glasses from one of the most reputable sources you can get.
HR.
HR at our company.
The most important resource of all. Human.
Human. The human resource.
Yes.
Human after all. Yo, we should redo that song into human resources. And then instead of real synth, it's a fart noise.
All right.
Like the cat. Remember Cat Run the Jewels?
Yeah.
Meow the Jewels?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like
that was like cool around for like fart. A song and a half. And then you're like,
oh, not even. Like,
wow, I guess I'm over this.
I just liked the one song.
Yeah. Didn't they do like a whole album?
Yes.
Though? Yeah.
But I only liked the one. That's how little the cat thing really worked out. Because it's like, oh, that's funny. And then you're 4 minutes later, it's like, and you're like, this is stupid. they're like, oh, this is where the sirens come in on the beat, and it's just somebody's just strangling a cat.
Yeah. Well, they need to die, all cats. No, I'm just kidding. I love cats. All right, let's get into this list.
Let's absolutely get into it.
It's this eclipse. It's doing crazy things to me.
No, it is. That's a known thing. Our state, the state where we live. declared a state of emergency.
Late, yes, I know. That's so.
Which is,
I was thinking about that today. Like,
how many times have you seen our state declare a state of emergency? Like four, right?
I was out driving this morning, and I was like, "That's not too bad." Up. I don't know. It's not really an emergency. I don't know. It was.
Yo, I love that. Yeah, I don't see the emergency. Just cruising. I wonder if so many people heard it's going to be ass out here that. It like canceled itself.
Dude, I think a lot of people stayed home from work. If you notice, a lot of people on our street right here.
Yo, our street's still bustling.
Still with cars out. Like, I don't think a lot of people went into work or if they could work from home, they were.
Yeah.
I didn't have to leave around rush hour. So like I was like, you know, 8:45, 9 o'clock. So it's but it was really died down. It felt like a Saturday.
Okay.
Like, wow. Honestly.
That's good. That's good. I mean, I think when your school's canceled, you're going to get a fuck ton of people who immediately are like, hey, I cannot go to work.
Got kids. Got to watch.
They actually have a place that usually they go to and they can't. So I guess they're going to be at my house.
Right.
I hate that.
That's kind of an ill excuse to be able to stay home.
It is.
Like, I don't know. Because
then you can have a great day with your kids.
I know.
It potentially, you know.
Or they could just do whatever and you can have a nice day.
He's just like,
go out and play.
Not working.
Yeah. Sick.
Come back in. Hey, come back in before 3. If you motherfuckers look up at the sky and come in and you're blind, I'm going to be pissed.
I will whip your ass after your mom whips my ass.
Your son is just like, he's like, where's the salt? He's kind of like,
yeah, I'm fine.
God damn it. I was going to call him Joel.
Joel?
I don't know why. But yeah, I was gonna call. I was gonna. God damn it, Joel!
is this your made up scenario kids or my made up scenario kids?
I don't know. Just any kid.
Just
maybe
any
that's
kid?
The kid in our sitcom that we, you know, Joel. We rented him. We
Joel
rented him for
Steen.
The Joel Steen. He's gonna be the next. He's gonna be the next Andy Hurley in Lost. He's gonna be the fat guy from Lost. All I can guarantee it. Right. Yeah, he's got potential. It's just a fat little kid that we keep around. I would love that.
Feed him chocolate. He'll be fine.
All right. I've already kept you from the list long enough.
No,
let's
get
right
go
into
on,
the
go
list.
On.
So these are games that this is not necessarily a game where an eclipse happens. This is where this has to center around the eclipse.
Like the plot.
Or it's a big moment. Yeah.
Okay.
Or it's like a pivotal moment in the game. Because you'll see, like,
this is actually quite the list. I didn't expect so many.
Well, the space ones. Like, I was like, well, a lot of space games. Oh, never mind. That probably happens a lot. You're in space. You can go to wherever it's
right.
Like, you're like, oh, well, I'm in space. I can drive to the eclipse. So that makes sense. Mm. But it is a good list. And like some of these were kind of cute. Like this one in the middle. All right. Well, let's just go popcorn player here. Uncharted 3.
Dark Souls 3.
Oh, it's in the sky. It's the end of times. It's your dude is like, oh shit, it's time.
it's time to kill stuff.
Hell yeah. Der Ries, the COD Zombies map. An eclipse happens if you last long enough.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, very funny.
Subnautica?
Yeah, sub game. Ew, horror, right?
Yeah.
Fatal Frame 4 is all about an eclipse. Fatal Frame being the horror game where you take pictures. Yeah. No guns in that one.
Mm. Those are like kind of like the best and worst games.
No power games. Yeah,
yeah. It's...
Or limited power
you're
games.
You're just surviving on a different skill set.
Yeah.
And sometimes it can be challenging.
You gotta run. You got your verb is I gotta skedaddle. Like
got to go.
Finna head out.
Castlevania Aria of Sorrow.
Specifically this one because Dracula's castle exists within the eclipse. That's right.
That's
yeah,
sick.
They line up and then boom.
There's
his castle. Oh, I know.
Yeah,
right?
That's
he's
sick.
So cool. Dracula, dude. He's so cool. No Man's Sky.
Okay.
Met several eclipses.
Elite Dangerous.
Okay. Another space one. The solar eclipse stage in Street Fighter 4 is in a solar eclipse.
Everyone's
is happening.
do they all have glasses on? Like cool glasses?
I think they do because I feel like I remember seeing one where it looked like they all had 3D glasses, but they're actually eclipse glasses. Let's take a peek at it.
Yeah.
Let's take a little peek.
I was curious about that.
For eclipse stage. Solar eclipse is a thing in Street Fighter 4. It's in the African savannah at a watering hole located close to the Chandelier airfield. And goddamn right.
There's fucking hippos.
Yo, this is tight. Hell yeah. It happens and you're like in a beautiful safari zone.
I guess it could happen any zone. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, but it had to happen in Africa. That's beautiful. Yo. When they zoomed in on some of these zebras, it got tough. It got tough to look at. Also, these shrubberies, these 2D shrubberies, way at the distance. Hell yeah.
Damn. All right. Well, cool.
Hell yeah. Okay, the solar eclipse level of Street Fighter 4. Oh, the game Total Eclipse.
Hold on. I'm sorry, but look at this photo. It's everyone's wearing, like, audio gear. And Guile's got a microphone like he's rapping.
Oh, she's battle rapping?
Yeah.
Okay, that's lit. I'm into that.
I like this. I like this a lot.
Someone spent a lot of time on that. On
he
that.
Really did.
They were like, I'm going to put headphones on every single one of these 8 motherfuckers right here. I like that. I like to see a motherfucker make some pixel art. there is an eclipse happening in Zork Nemesis. It would obviously have to tell you because the Zork games are the old like text games where you'd be like, go north.
Oh,
so it'd be
oh,
like
man.
The eclipse be happening on you, motherfucker. Ugh. And you're like, look up directly at the sun.
Oh shit.
Your eyes have burnt out. Game over. Oh.
Chrono Trigger.
Ooh. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Lit because in Chrono Trigger, you do a lot of going back and forth in time. Like you go way beyond the future. You go to the future with robots. You go back in time to like caveman times and get a cavewoman bitch to be on your team. Chrono Trigger's lit. Very good game. Terraria has one because it has moon and sun cycles that are constantly going, I believe. So that's cool.
Okay, Okami.
The game where you're a Japanese wolf. It's a sick game. Splatterhouse, a kind of grindhouse game for PS3, has an eclipse happening. That's probably why people are acting so nuts. So crazy.
So Kami game. What is this?
Right? It's beautiful. It's
oh,
all
wow.
artsy.
Yeah.
You're just like a Japanese wolf dog guy.
Yeah, you are.
Running
you're
around.
Like on fire.
Oh,
your
yeah.
back's on fire or something. Your emblem.
I think you have to fight, too. I think you like, it's like puzzles and ass whooping. I know.
Interesting.
It's a lot to handle.
All right, I'm going back. Hold on.
No, you're good. You're good.
Did you do Splatterhouse? 12 Riven?
Yes, 12 Riven is one of those PC ass games that I've never heard of. When I looked at it, I was like, 12 Riven,
what a name.
At the end of like in the end game of Ultima 4, like basically the whole reason the end of the game happens is a big solar eclipse.
Okay. Internal Darkness.
Yes.
Rounding off the list.
Makes perfect sense, right? A game called Eternal Darkness. The eclipse doesn't end.
It's on brand.
Yeah, the eclipse happens and then doesn't end, and people are like, What do you mean? And then it's like Alaska Town until you figure it out.
Ooh.
Yeah. We actually, after watching the True Detective episode, we're very anti-Alaska.
I'm not like trying to go.
No.
I'm sure it's beautiful. You know, yeah, during the summer, maybe it's tight.
But it is fucking beautiful, I don't fucking think so. Man. Yeah.
I don't know about going in there.
Yeah, bro. No freaking way.
It looks like it's Eternal Darkness is trying to be like a Resident Evil-esque type game.
Okay. You know, I forget the name of it, but I was reading about Sega tried to do a Resident Evil, and boy, it just didn't hit.
No?
You know,
like they might be able, I don't know.
Like, they could have maybe done it.
I think Eternal Darkness is a GameCube game.
Okay. This is why people say it's the best game ever made. Like, these GameCube. Oh, you can pick up a copy of it for $160 on Amazon right now.
What a deal.
What a steal. Wow.
Weird.
A lot of...
Okay. Well, yeah, I don't know. The more we talk about eclipses, the less that I get excited about it. It's just like... You know, it's just the moon going in front of the sun.
Yes.
You know? It's not as...
And we happen to be where it's going to be the most strong and powerful. And people are going to drive 11 hours out of our state for it.
Ugh.
Yeah.
So there's here, I got a Reddit article about like some conspiracies.
Yeah. Tell me the conspiracies.
I mean, these aren't, I feel like there's gotta be a more definitive list, but these are kind of funny. What is this? Oh, the eclipse is canceled and replaced with another absolutely identical eclipse. That's one conspiracy. It's the end of the world. Pay no attention to the thousands of total eclipses. Okay. We talked about that. The theory that the eclipse is not a natural occurrence, but instead a planned event by covert groups of powerful government for secretive motives like surveillance or contact with extraterrestrial beings.
Oh, aliens.
Stuff like that. Combine that with, this is pay up. Thank you, pay up. Combined with the flat earthers and New World Order, and it just being Easter, and now all the current tragic events, natural disasters.
Current tragic events? Bruh, that's every day, son. There's an eclipse every motherfucking day.
The earthquakes, tornadoes, Baltimore Bridge.
The Baltimore Bridge?
They threw that in there.
Dude, the Baltimore Bridge caught a strafe 2 weeks ago.
It was foretold.
Yes, they knew it would happen.
When the darkness falls, astronomers find a large asteroid, meteor, or comet heading directly towards Earth. That's a plausible one, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, these are all, you know, all things are possible.
What do you think about this? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The moon goes in front of the sun, and the moon is a laser, and the sun gives it just enough power, and it just vaporizes whatever's in totality. Instead of the darkness, it starts getting brighter and brighter, and we're just done for.
Damn.
Maybe.
Well, maybe. All right, so this dude's doing a little copypasta kind of thing. It's the eclipse is a fraud. Elon keeps launching more of his little space junk satellites to catch all the chemtrails and save the world from the woke terraforming agenda. And they're gathering in one place with which will block out the sun. However, if Trump sells more of his red letter Bibles, where all the words of God are in red and all caps, and where God tells us on the first and the last page to vote for Trump in red.
What?
Then Elon will allow his bots to end all non-approved evil woke wars and save the rest of us. The problem is that the sales of the Bibles are based on the amount of light which is able to fall on the guide stones during the eclipse. So the chemistry, I want to know what the guide stones are.
Is that, I'm sorry. I got so freaked out I had to move it out of my face. Is that the Stonehenge?
The Guidestones?
Yeah.
I have no idea. We can look that up. The Guidestones during the eclipse. So the chemtrails and satellites are at war due to different factions of the Illuminati wanting to take control or to allow things to continue as is. Right now, the Pope, the Koch brothers, and the Bilderberg group are too busy consolidating TikTok's subliminal messages to bother. But MBS and President Z are forcing me to tell you this right now, and you definitely, absolutely should not. TR.
Oh, no. It's already happened to him. He kind of just put every conspiracy together.
Yeah.
In like a pizza. It was a nice little... It was like a turducken pizza. Yeah.
It was good.
But he weaved them.
I felt like it was at least, you know, well executed.
Absolutely. Well, I enjoyed where he took us there. The Georgia Guidestones is a it was dismantled. The Georgia Guidestones was a granite monument that stood in Elbert County, Georgia from 1988 to 2022. It was made from 6 granite slabs weighing a total of 237,746 pounds. It was referred to as American Stonehenge. Became the subject of conspiracy theories which alleged it was connected to Satanism.
Now that I'm looking at the actual installation, I remember this.
In 1981, they put barbed wire fencing around it because the cattle were using it as a giant scratching post. I find that very funny. And people just were hitting
What's
it
written
with
on the Guidestone.
Just hitting New World Order. Jesus will beat you, Satanists.
Maintain humanity under 500 million people in perpetual balance with nature.
Oh, is this what happens if we nuke each other?
Improving fitness and diversity. Unite humanity with a living new language. So no one knows who put it up?
And there's a time capsule in there. What was in there, though? Oh, and there was like a little rock. There's like a little place for the light to shoot through. What a fucking... What a weird deal.
Satanism.
Dude, I know. It's always Satan.
It's always... Why does Satan always do the cool shit?
Get behind me.
Get behind me, Satan.
No.
All right. Well, that's tight. You know, that's going on.
Ain't none of this shit go up.
No. I mean, if we are wrong, this will be a very interesting in 200 years when like people come back and like a video
they
game.
They come out of their pods.
Going through all the different homes and searching and scavenging, you'll find this little MP3 file. And to get your trophy...
SoundCloud's ass billing you until you run out of money. Our podcast just exists forever, just from a dead person.
Well, I was thinking that it's actually like on a flash drive or something, and then they get a trophy if they find all the 15 other flash drives that I've stashed around.
You're doing a geocache like
a... Well, it's like a video
scavenger
game.
Hunt.
It's like a side quest type deal.
Good.
You know what I mean?
Because we were blown to fucking pieces and all the USB drives were like scattered all around.
And when you finish, you collect it all, it puts a message together that's like, why the fuck did you waste so much time doing this?
There's only so much oxygen left.
Post-apocalyptic scenario.
Yeah.
You know, you're
done.
You just died.
You're done, son. Give it up.
You played yourself.
And then it goes. Yeah, a little.
Just and then the rest of it is just that whole cat album.
Yes. The rest of it is Meow the Jewels.
Yes.
And then you go, this sucks. I fucking hate this. This is, I don't want to, I'm tired of it already. Well, then, I mean, look, it's weird out. Like, check it out. It's been like about 25 minutes since we started, and it's still bright, but the brightness is dull. It's starting to feel quiet out there.
It's hard to tell where the sun, the direction of the light's coming from.
It feels like it's coming from the top right, but also the very top, but also at us, weirdly. And look, the bees are slowing down. They know something's wrong.
They're slowing down.
The bees.
That bee right there beat his wings 72 times less a second than the last time.
So yeah, I've got my glasses on. I can see everything. I'm I'm super computing this right now.
I wish I hope that I get rich enough that I can just put in, I can design and construct a giant installation and erect it somewhere without anybody knowing and everyone just being like, what the fuck?
What the hell is this? And what you write nonsense on it.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Like you're just like 6 foot long cheese pizza of your soul. And you're just, they're like, what? And then people will come to your thing with like 6 foot long cheese pizzas and set it down. And then like at night, once they've left, you can go out there and eat pizza for free the rest of your life.
Damn. What if you translated the like written language of like what Latin or whatever Greek the Bible was written in or whatever it was originally written in. And then like, what if there's like, it's like two different ways that you can translate it. And it's, you know, one's into English and then one's, but the other way is like, it's a pizza recipe or like, you know, like a, some dude's cookbook. I mean, we just been translating it.
We do that
wrong.
In Wingdings.
Oh, okay.
You gotta go. You gotta Wingding into Cyrillic.
I'm sorry. This.
All right. No.
This podcast is getting off the rails. But
this is the fucking Eclipse podcast.
Wingdings.
Yeah.
Does it translate back into?
It does.
Like correctly.
It does. Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. My mailbox. Fucking hand holding up. Two, hand holding up three, hand holding up three, hand holding up two. No yeah, way. You know what I said.
Let me see here. Hold on.
I said a bad word in dings.
Wingdings.
Fella. Dude, Wingdings is so stupid, by the way. Why'd they do that?
I don't know. Is it supposed to be like a code?
True type dingbat font.
Fuck
ding, you. Dingbat font.
And then if I change this into another font, it should. It should. Oh, it does. God damn. Why aren't we...
Me when I hit a motherfucker with the Star of David
in
Wingdings.
We need to send the messages back and forth encoded in Wingdings.
In dings?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll never find out.
Dude, they'll...
No one will ever... They'll be like, what the fuck is this? There was one time we were going to try and learn some motherfucking... Like an Arabic.
Oh yeah, we were gonna learn Farsi.
Yes, Farsi. Oh, that'd be lit, dude. to just walk into work and just hit a motherfucker with, you know, that'd be. I'd love that. Hmm. And you're like, good morning. Where are the cupcakes? Yeah, but no one would know. People would freak out.
Oh my god.
Speaking of freaking out, I have a little piece of news that I'm sure everybody was like on the edge of their seats. To find out the edge of, but we would be remiss if we didn't end the game gauntlet.
Oh, I know.
We didn't finally let you know who won, who was the absolute winner of Game Informer's. Yes, that's right. Not just a magazine you read in the pooper, but also a website with news on it. The Game Gauntlet bracket, the March Madness bracket of games, and if you'll remember correctly, Josh.
Hold on.
Yes.
Hold on. Oh no. Hold on.
You're good.
You how nice fetus.
What?
You how nice fetus?
No, it didn't. It did it wrong.
Oh, hold you're trying on. To get that in Chinese?
No.
In Farsi?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hold on.
English to Farsi.
I'm doing it, but it's not doing the.
It says Persian.
I know.
That's weird.
But it's not saying it out loud.
Switch them.
I did. I think it only does English.
It only speaks the English out loud?
Yeah.
Oh, that's stupid. Hold on. FarsiDick.com? Yeah, you heard me.
What?
Yeah,
what?
You heard me, fella.
What?
Oh, someone. I just need someone speaking Farsi.
I just wanted to say, you have nice titties, and then it auto-corrected to, you have nice relationship.
You have nice
relationship. And I wanted to say it in Farsi. Like, that'd be funny.
Dude, apparently what we're looking for is like not, there aren't a lot of those. You can search a word.
In Persian?
In
Persia? Or
hold
in
on,
Persian?
Yeah. In, no, Portuguese, Japanese, German, English. No, yeah, I can't find it. I can't find Farsi. This is fucked up.
Hmm.
Maybe no one knows it anymore. It's over.
Oh, hold on.
Uh-oh.
I got Hindi. It'll do it in Hindi.
All right. Hit me with some Hindi. Hit me with some facts.
All right. Let's see what it got right here. This all up in here.
आपके पास कुछ अच्छी टिट्स हैं.
All right.
You got nice titties.
All right. Yeah.
Technology. Yeah, we heard you the first time.
Yeah, all right. And you know who definitely has nice titties?
Mm.
The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time.
Yeah.
The winner.
Yes.
Of the Game Informer
Big Titty Zelda. I mean, if he couldn't hit the mark out of three tries, you know, the whole, you know, they had three games in the.
Yeah, absolutely. They were in the mix for sure. Link to the Past, Ocarina of Time, and Breath of the Wild were all in there. Surprised Tears of the Kingdom wasn't sucking a titty in there as well. But it did beat out against Skyrim. I want to give it my most sincere congratulations. Because I guess we thought it would win because there are more people, due to it being out longer and being a cult classic longer, there are more people liable to have played it and enjoyed it than Skyrim, even though that's a, you know, phenomenal feat. Skyrim has been re-put out now 5 times.
Nostalgia's strong.
It's so strong. It's so powerful.
I mean, Skyrim's been out for a long time, so there is a good nostalgia factor for that, and it only gets stronger as time goes on, obviously.
Right.
But Zelda's always going to be Zelda. And, you know, it'll be funny over time to see if the greatest games change.
We're going to...
You know what I mean? Because people's tastes, in general... You know, if they're voting on...
Yeah. Well, and in 10 years...
People die.
In 10 years, will people be as okay with old games as they are? Like,
that's what I'm saying.
I'm sure there's someone right now who is like, wow, Metal Gear Solid, that game looks and plays like dog shit, and it is worthless to me. And, like, you're wrong. But, you know, there are people who are not going to give these old-ass games the time of day
there
anymore.
Was, like, Buster Keaton... Your whatever, you know, is that his name? Buster Keaton, the guy that did stunts back in the in the day with the black and white, you know, movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like those were, you know, cool. Yeah, it's cool and stuff.
That was
the
shit.
But it's not my favorite now.
Right.
And like someone might consider that as the best cinema.
Right.
But
it's but it could be hokey. To some people.
Yeah.
And like I've seen,
and that's going to happen with games in the future.
Absolutely.
You know, 20, 30 years from now, someone's going to be like, Zelda, you know, this is...
Who cares?
It's 2D. It's like, I have to read.
Yeah.
It's...
Yo, that's so fucking real though. Like the fact that Idiocracy will probably happen with games, like someone will be like, this game's a little wordy. Just like turn it off.
I don't know.
And then there's they come out with Madden No Words Edition. Like Madden 28 is entirely audio. They speak it all to you.
It's just Madden in tones. Just and like it's like not it can't make anyone mad. Like
menu settings, menu settings. Paused. Unpaused. I can hear it.
And if you can, like, if they say, like, enunciate an actual word, people get offended. And,
but
like,
but see, it, they won't get offended. The only words that will be done by that, like, the AI voice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it'll be like, Jaguars 24, Panthers 26.
Yeah.
And then it'll go. Like, dude, I kind of like that. I like the idea of the Madden game with the sim language.
Well, it's kind of like in the Peanuts when like the teacher talks.
It's Peanuts like.
You know, a trumpet or whatever. Yeah.
That's I just thought all those poor children had audio processing disorders. Yeah,
yeah,
just an autism. Of some kind.
It's a nice special needs class you got there, Schultz. It's
what's the size of the bus? those fellas are going down.
But it's not very long. Yeah, isn't that Schultz?
Yes, Charles Schultz.
Yeah, Charles Schultz.
The poll was what was so funny is that like you were sitting down at him. Like you were like, you got a bunch of retard kids in your class, sir Schultz. What are you going to do about them? You know, I was very into like most autistic children.
Mm-hmm.
I was very into both Trains and, you know, little newspaper comics when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I had a big book of like Garfield's, and I had a big book. I had several big books of Calvin and Hobbes and Hobbesies. And I had a big book of Peanuts. However, I was reading the big book of Peanuts, and in a slight delay of, or, you know, change of being a child, I read one of the like big articles in it, because it was like a celebration of like probably already 185 years of Peanuts at that point or whatever. You know, it's fucking been around forever. And there was this big fucking spread about how he just got like death threats and people threw fucking rocks through his window when he put that little black kid in that in his
children's cartoon.
Fanciful fictional child's cartoon
three panel fucking
people were just like
comic strip.
No. Like, dude, and he was just
you have
like,
offended my sensibilities.
I was like, damn, dude, people used to take
you're
shit.
Gonna show my children that. That's an.
They're in the classroom with the whites.
Yeah, I know. That's
dude,
so crazy.
Dude, it was a mess.
What
up. Is
this? Come out in like the 40s or 50s or something?
Yeah. Oh God. Yo, I don't want to find out. It was 1970. You know what I mean? I don't want to find out. It was like late.
That's so crazy.
But yeah, and then I went, why is this in this? Is this book not for children? Like, cause that was a bummer. You know what I mean? Like, I was a child.
I just always, I don't know. I'm so ignorant and so, like, simple-minded
racism.
Sometimes. Like, I don't think. tell him, Will.
So bad.
I don't think about, like, hating people of
ever.
Ever. Like,
except for, the only people I hate are people who I feel slighted me when I'm driving.
Yeah.
I feel immense actual like hate for them.
Well, here's we live in Indianapolis. Mm. So like this the demographics
Vietnam.
demographics are skewed.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
We're a diverse like, cultural
yeah,
place.
Yeah. Very. So like you it's just like I don't know, it's weird. You go up to Whitey Town up north
you drive
to
just
Carmel.
You drive just a tad
it's just
away.
Different.
It is. All of a sudden they go, stoplights are for poor people. Go around the
roundabouts.
Circle.
Roundabouts.
Go in the circle.
Mm-hmm.
Go in the circle. Oh, businesses are here. Poor people might be around. Stoplight time. Stoplights. Everyone, stoplights. I'm surprised there's not a crossing guard.
Mm.
It's big white gloves, I'm assuming. Giant hat. It is. It's strange. And we actually, you know, we live inside the loop.
Mm-hmm.
And inside our loop is just a big old melting pot of
right.
Just an astronomical amount of different people.
I just have a lot of like libtard tendencies, and then like I get
lib tendencies,
libtardian turbulent tendencies, and I I just like I don't like to paint people into a corner.
Or with too broad a brush?
Too broad a brush, exactly. But then, like, you just, you know, repetitive. I don't know, man. Like, I wish I could talk to the community.
I know.
Take a knee and be like, can we use a turd signal? Can we high five on that one?
Can everyone, regardless of race
everyone,
and creed,
bring it in.
And sexuality.
Let's all take a knee. Can we use the turd signal? Listen, this is here for everyone, not for you, but for us.
I want to show you guys something.
Yeah.
What's that sound? No, it's not a bomb.
No.
You're telling everyone that you're driving.
You're indicating where you're going.
You know why I know it's definitely has to do with either socionomics or cultural, what we're talking about here, the turn signal? At one time, my turn signals in my Alero, you remember, beautiful car, lovely. broke.
Yeah.
Broke for like 3 months.
Yeah.
And every time I drove, I felt immense guilt and like would be like, I'm a piece of shit. Like, dude, if I had to turn and like people, like I pull up to a four way, a busy four way.
You're like trying to do the arm signal
I would.
Thing.
No, dude, I literally would
I'm
be
going
like,
going this way.
I'd be like, you know, and like, and people
like a turn signal, but
like,
waving it.
Yeah, like I'd be like, I'm going that way. And people would be like, you're a piece of shit. I'd hear them as they drive by, you're a piece of shit. And I'd go, yeah, I know. I am. You're right.
Yeah, and you're saying and because you didn't have money to fix it. So right. you were just living...
Sometimes I would hit yeah, the... I get it. Sometimes I would hit the hazards. Mm-hmm. Like, if there's only a straight or a right, I'd be
that.
Like, hazards, and I'd be like, where am I going now? Ooh, times are tough.
I'm laughing so hard because I've done that before. Like, I've done what you're describing.
We clearly
I
have,
get it.
We clearly have, like...
Maybe
Midwestern
I'm
white
just
pe-
fucking
white dude
privileged,
brain.
I guess. I don't know. I just use my fucking turn signal. That's all.
I like to use it.
I enjoy
I like to
it.
Move
it. I
move
overly
it.
Use it. I use it too much.
Dude, I'm turning in 400 feet.
Yeah.
I'll let everyone know.
Yep.
Everyone get with it. Nah, there's this beautiful bird out here on the top, like kind of topest branch going left. He's very cute
okay.
and beautiful.
Well, we're gonna get out of here because we gotta
it's literally it's beginning to happen.
An eclipse to get to. I gotta get a drink or two in me, get naked, get outside, get
a lot
weird.
Of shit.
I think that there's probably someone gonna get murdered during the eclipse as a sacrificial thing. Mm-hmm. Like in the most sincere way, like I hope not, but like you know that somewhere in the world, like somewhere in the path of this happening. Has abducted somebody and is going to murder somebody because of and just
some true detective
human,
shit
human,
is happening. It's happening.
Human nature, because people get weird around this stuff for no reason at all.
They do.
They put a lot more into it than they have to. It's going to be neat. Get your little glasses, look up at it, and enjoy it. But like, fuck, just let's all chill.
I do fully expect to hear a fuck ton of sirens. By the way, like right when it goes dark, it's just going to be. All right. Listen, guys.
Love y'all.
We love you guys so much. Thank you guys for enjoying and appreciating and coming to our podcast. We are, have been, and will be Get in the Car Gamer, a video games-based podcast available everywhere. Podcasts are consumed, but the home base is at soundcloud.com/getinthecargamer and on Spotify.
The bees are acting funny.
They are.
I can tell.
So please check us out there. You can also find us live every Monday and Thursday at twitch.tv/getinthecargamer, where you can be a part of the show by experiencing the joy of live chatting with two big brain jamers. Like I said, if you like the show, please give us a like. If you want to hear more, please consider subscribing. And until next time, guys, tell your friends, tell all your friends about us. Bye-bye.
Later.
Bye-bye.
Great ass!
Yeah.
Yeah.